we've been discussing Anas Mamon. As we've explained, as we've been discussing, it's not a price gouging statute. It's not a form of price control. Anas means pricing an object at a price that's different from the prevailing market price. And what does that mean, the prevailing market price? That's obviously a basic and fundamental question, easy to ask, much more difficult to answer. It seems that in the time of Chazal, the shar, the price of an object, tended to be a straightforward and well-defined figure. All over Shas, you find Chazal say the shar is this, the shar is that, the shar was 3, it went up to 4, it went up to 20, it went down to 10, as if there was a basic number, shar, that meant something. Today, we don't really have that. I mean, you have the stock market, you have maybe stamps are sold at fixed prices, but in general, you want to buy a toaster, you'll find one price at Target, one price at Costco, different models. Very difficult to figure out what exactly a shar is. So in contemporary poskim, you know, this generation, we find a number of different approaches taken to how to define what the shar of an object is when there are a variety of prices. Some poskim seem to suggest that the shar is simply the lowest price. If anyone, because again, the idea is that the consumer shouldn't be overpaying for the object. If the object can be obtained at $10, anyone who's charging more than 10 is being overrun up. Logically, you can argue it makes sense, but that would mean that a great deal of transactions are taking place, all in violation of the laws of Anas. It's kind of hard to accept that so much Anas is going on. This doesn't seem to be one of the more popular approaches. Erech Shai might say this, but in general, this doesn't seem to be one of the more popular approaches. Some people suggest that if there's a range of prices, all set by more or less normal supply and demand conditions, all those prices are within the shar. The shar is the range of normal prices. Rav Chaim Cohen, in particular, famously in essays and discussions since then, has strongly advocated for this position, that the shar is whatever prices are set by the normal laws of supply and demand. So what's not the shar then? What does it mean for a price to not be set by the supply and demand? That's a little trickier. Rav Cohen keeps referring to tnoi ha-hekish v'ha-hetza, which I think ha-bikush v'ha-hetza, which means supply and demand. The examples they give him, other dayanim give, is that a seller who simply looks at the guy who walks into the store and decides how much he can extract from him if he doesn't really know what the fair price is, that's Anas. But any price which is set objectively based on normal market forces, some people argue is not Anas. Some people argue that Anas should be set by some type of average, I think, that you look at the prices, you find what's considered an average price, and anything that deviates too far from that is Anas. Again, that's very tricky, because that again will mean that a lot of transactions are going to be in violation of Anas, because we paskin, we're machmer, that even less than a shtus, even a small amount of Anas is oster if you can objectively ascertain it's Anas. So again, anytime you pick one fixed number, and there's a variety of prices, and a lot of people being over Anas in both directions, again, that's a little hard to understand. Another possibility is that there's no Anas at all. The poskim do discuss Anas doesn't apply at all today. There is an idea of a dover she'ein lo shar, something that has no shar, not exactly clear what the post can mean by that, but some people want to suggest, Rav Cohen suggests this and rejects this, some suggest that when there's a variety of prices, that's called davar she'ein lo shar, and Anas doesn't apply at all. In general, it's very tricky to figure out what exactly the shar is for purposes of Anas. Sometimes you can say this is clearly a price which is way out of line with normal prices, that's Anas, but in specific, concrete, borderline cases, which is probably most of them, it can be very difficult to say what is and what is not Anas. Now again, Anas is basically charging against the prevailing price, whatever it is. But like most Isurim and Choshen Mishpat, it is subject to mechila of waiver by the two sides. Now ribbis is something you can't. Ribbis is something within your day, it's not strictly Choshen Mishpat. It's an Isur that can't be waived. But Anas, like most other Isurim and Choshen Mishpat, if the parties agree, they can waive it. There are complicated rules for how the waiver has to be expressed. You basically have to have full knowledge of the Anas. You have to know exactly how much it is and articulate that you want to waive it. But if done properly, it is possible, in principle at least, to waive Anas. Similarly, custom, according to many poskim, it's controversial, but according to many poskim, custom also can override Anas. If in a certain industry, if in a certain type of commercial context, it is Anas is not typically seen as a legitimate argument, then Anas will not be a valid claim, according to many poskim, based on Minhag, even according to the Din Torah. One other point that should be clear is that Anas has two components. There's the ab initio, l'chatchila, the prohibition, and then there's remedies, b'dievet, after the fact. So much of the discussion in Anas concerns remedies, when can you get your money back? But regardless, the issur is much broader. Even in cases where you can't get your money back, less than a shtus, even a small amount of Anas, karka, eino nala karkos. There are many poskim in many of these cases that the prohibition applies nevertheless to non-Jews, according to some poskim. So a person has to be careful, even in all the cases you learn in the Gemara, eino nala, no, it doesn't apply here. That often means that the remedy, b'di'evid, doesn't apply, but l'chatchila, the isur d'araisa v'ona, may very well apply in many of these cases. According to at least some poskim, l'chatchila, you are not allowed to do this based on a lav d'araisa.